每次回来看到许多相识了很久的弟兄姊妹，心里面实在有很大的喜乐。
Every time I return to this church after seeing my dear brothers and sisters, my heart is filled with joy.
几年前，台福教会曾经请我到他们那去讲一个专题。
A couple of years ago, a church has asked me to preach on a particular topic.
他们说希望我能够教导他们怎么样子读经。
And they asked me to teach them on how to read God's Word.
那么我在那里三天的时间。
I was there for about 3 days.
在吃饭的时候，我跟他们许多传道人啊都在一起聊天。
And during lunchtime, I had conversations with some of their pastors.
那么他们听过了信息之后，都有一个同感。
And after hearing the message, they all had the same thoughts.
我们要读经，我们要读经。
And their thoughts were, we need to read God's Word. We need to study God's Word.
今天的教会很可怕的一个现象就是教会里的蛮热闹，没几个人去读神的话。
But it's frightening to see that a lot of the churches today, that there's a lot of activities and busyness, but not, there's not a lot of the study of God's Word.
到教会来的人自称是基督徒。
Those that come to church proclaim that they're Christians.
但是你问他创世纪在什么地方，有的时候他们都不知道。
But if you ask them, well, where is Genesis? They would not know.
是这个是今天教会的一个很大的悲哀。
So this is very sad to see in the condition of today's church.
所以我今天以及未来的几次，我要跟弟兄姊妹谈读圣经。
So today and the following couple of studies I want to share with brothers and sisters on how to study the Bible.
一共有五堂的信息。
So the series will have five messages.
这第一堂我的题目是读经的必要。
So the title of this first message is The Necessity of Studying the Bible.
等到结束的时候，我要跟弟兄姊妹讲一个笑话。
And then concluding, I want to share a joke with you.
让弟兄姊妹们能够心里面很肯定，觉得读圣经的确很重要。
So that brothers and sisters will know that indeed studying God's Word is very important.
那么那五堂整个的一个信息，我叫它叫归回圣经。
And the title of the whole series, I titled it Returning to the Bible.
今天第一堂，请我们翻到提摩太后书第三章。
So the passage we'll be studying today in this first message is from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5 to 7.
我们要看15节到17节。
Verse 15 to 17.
并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你这个原文应该这样子翻译：有因信基督耶稣而得救的智慧。所以，中文这里翻译啊，有一点不是那样子的忠实。那么十六节讲，圣经都是上帝所默示的，以教训读者， 使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属上帝的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15 to 17. And how from childhood you have been acquainted with sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Let us pray.
主，谢谢你，让我们再回到你的话语来。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can return to your word.
让我们这些做你儿女的人都能够清楚明白你话语里面的教导。
So that your children can clearly understand the teachings in your word.
让我们不要做一个自称是你的儿女，但是对你的话语完全无知。
Let us not be people that claim to be your children but do not understand your word.
谢谢主，你赐给我们这一本圣经。
Thank you, God, for giving us the Bible.
目的就是要儿女们来读这一本圣经，因此能够知道你是什么样子的一位神跟天父。
And the purpose for you providing us with the Bible is so that we can understand what type of God and Heavenly Father you are.
求主的圣灵教导我们。
May your Holy Spirit teach us.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
那么这十五节，这一节圣经是讲到提摩太从小的时候他就明白圣经。
And in verse 15 here is referring to Timothy, how from childhood he was acquainted with the Bible.
我们假如回到第一章第五节。
If we go back and look at chapter 1, verse 5,
我们就了解为什么提摩太他对神的话有相当的根基。
So we can understand why Timothy has a firm foundation of the scripture.
想到你心里无畏之性，这性是先在你外祖母罗仪和你母亲有离基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5, I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well.
所以从这一节圣经，我们可以说，提摩太他从小明白圣经的原因，是因为他的外祖母跟母亲是他信心的来源。
So from this verse, we can see clearly that the reason why Timothy was well acquainted with the scripture is because it was dwelt first in his grandmother Lois.
可见他的外祖母跟母亲在他小的时候就把圣经教导给他。
So his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice at a young age, taught him scripture.
所以我们此地能够学到一个很宝贵的功课，就是母教对孩子是十分的重要。
So here we can learn an important lesson is that education that comes from the mother is very important.
我们中间有很多已经是母亲。
So a lot of us here are already mothers.
还有很多将来都会是母亲。
Or eventually you will be mothers.
让我们千万不要忘记做母亲有个很重要的责任，从神那里来，就是你要教导你的孩子。
So let us not forget that an important responsibility that comes from God for mothers is to teach your children.
今天在社会上我们看到很少的妈妈留在家里的教儿女的。
So in today's society, we see, we don't see a lot of mothers staying at home to teach their children.
母亲们都喜欢到外面去做事喝咖啡。
A lot of mothers today like to go out and work or drink coffee.
然后到这里去玩一下，到那里去看一下。
Or they like to go to different places for pleasure.
自己的儿女有的时候都不认识。
And they don't even know their own children.
这是一个很悲惨的一件事情。
This is a very pitiful state.
我很高兴这一次总统的选举至少这个看中了母教的一个重要性。
I'm very pleased with the results of this year's election and that, the president-elect emphasizes on motherhood.
Must teach the young. 弟兄姊妹知道不知道为什么这一次的选举是很特别？
Brothers and sisters, do you know why that this year's election is very important?
我要在此地特别讲，我不是属于哪个党派的，我没有党派。
I have to state clearly here that I don't represent any party.
我也不宣传哪个党派，他们的教义怎么样。
And I don't advertise or market for any the issues that these parties represent.
但是关于这一次的选举，我发现了一件事情。
But I've discovered this one thing in this year's election.
这一次的选举基督徒参加的超过了85%。
But this year's election, there's about 85% of the voters that are Christians.
这个是在对美国来讲，这么多年来是一个很特异的事情。
And this is something that is special throughout the years in all of the elections in the past.
过去几次，那基督徒到了选举的时候都睡觉去了。
A couple of elections in the past, it seems like all the Christians went to sleep during the voting.
这一次的选举，教会很多的教会禁食祷告，为着这一次的选举来求神。
But this year, we see a lot of churches that fast and pray for this election.
我们不知道这个新的总统会有什么样子的改革。
And we don't know what changes this new president-elect will bring forth.
但是有一件事情我们要这个心里面应该喜乐的，就是神的儿女很多已经从昏睡的状况里头醒过来了。
But the one thing that we need to be joyous about is that a lot of the Christians have awakened.
从前教会的人根本不选举的。
In the past years, churches and Christians, they don't even care about the voting process.
所以这一次好几个州都是大出人的意料之外他们选举的结果。
But there's a lot of surprises in certain states, the outcome, the votes.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 跟 Wisconsin, 这些州根本都是很少选举，很少选民主党的。
And these two
很少只选共和党的。
Pennsylvania and Wisconsin are not Republican states.
我就是讲，这一次美国终于回到 神的面前来的。
So we can say that this year's election, we can see that America, the country, has returned to God.
神怎么样子来接纳带领这个国家，我们不知道。
But we don't know how God will lead this country.
美国的国民是不是相信他们从前之所以那样子的富强，是因为神的恩典？
Do the citizens of America today, do they believe that the reason why America is such a powerful country is because of the grace of God?
离开了神，美国一样的要灭亡。
If they leave God, similarly, this country will, will go down, will spiral down.
这一次的选举鼓动了很多传道人回到神的面前来祷告。
And in this election, a lot of pastors returned to God in prayer.
所以我在讲，妈妈们，你们有机会要从小教导你们的孩子。
So I'm saying to the mothers that you need to take the opportunity to teach your children while they're young.
我有四个孙女跟孙子。
I have four grandchildren.
他们从小几个月的时候，到了晚上，妈妈就讲，现在是祷告的时候了。
While they were young, even a couple of months old, during the, at night before bedtime, the mother would say, "Oh, it's now it's time to pray."
我的两个小孙子才一岁。
My two grandsons are just one.
一听到是祷告，两个人都趴在地上。
Once they hear it's time to pray, they get into their positions.
看起来是很可爱。
They are very cute.
有的时候吃饭，他两个姐姐忘记了祷告，那两个小家伙就讲，你还没祷告。
Sometimes during meals, their older sisters forgets to pray, and then the younger ones would remind the older ones, you haven't prayed yet.
所以的，弟兄姊妹，我要再强调一件事，就是妈妈对儿女的教导，特别是对于神的认识，是十分重要的。
So I just want to remind the mothers that it's very important to teach your children, especially teach them about God.
为什么我们要教这一本书圣经？
Why do we call this book Holy Scriptures?
因为它不同于其他一切的书。
Because they differ from all the other books.
它是神的话。
This is God's word.
神把这一本书分别为圣。
God differentiated this book as holy.
所以我们称这一本书圣经。
That's why we call this book Holy Scripture.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2,
第十三节。
Verse 13.
为此，我们也不住地感谢上帝，因你们听见我们所传上帝的道，就领受了，不以为是人的道，乃以为是上帝的道。这道实在是上帝的，并且运行，行在你们信主的人心中。
And we also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers.
这道是神的，并且运行在我们信主的人心中。
This is the word of God, and it is working in the hearts of the believers.
所以我们称这一本书圣经。
That's why we call this book Holy Scripture.
那么在提摩太的身上，我们可以学到两个教训。
Well, in the life of Timothy, we can learn two lessons.
第一，就是父母要从小教子女读神的话。
And the first is that children should be taught to read and study God's word from a young age.
要他们背诵神的话。
And that they can memorize and recite God's word.
我们常常以为叫小孩子背诵圣经可能是浪费时间。
We often feel it's a waste of time when we ask our children to memorize and recite memory verses.
我记得我做小孩子的时候，每到了暑假，我的父母亲把我要送到私塾里头去读书。
When I was young, during the summer, I was often sent to
a private
boarding school.
Yeah. 在当时，老式的中国人都是要读这个私塾的啊，不上我们所谓洋学堂的。
Back in those days, the traditional Chinese families, they always sent their children to these Chinese private schools.
我相信我们中间年纪有很多人恐怕都不够老，都从来没有读过私塾。
I think none of us here is at an age where they can remember of going to private Chinese schools or Chinese private schools.
恐怕根本完全不知道到底私塾里的什么样子。
Or you don't even have you never heard of how these private schools are.
我可以很简单地告诉你，私塾里头是只读这个旧的古书，但是从来不解释古书的意思。
So I can briefly explain that in these private schools, all you study are these ancient Chinese writings, but they never explain what they mean.
老师，私塾的老师，他所做的事情就是每天跟你，他就点一段这个古书，然后你去背。
And these teachers, the teachers in these schools will point you to one section of these ancient writings, and you're supposed to memorize it.
我想我们的老师可能也不懂到底古书里头是什么意思。
And these teachers probably don't even understand the meaning of these writings.
那我们做小孩子的时候，常常跟爸爸妈妈吵，是跑到那去有什么意思？根本不懂到底是什么样，大概老师也不懂。
So as children, we always tell our parents that why do we have to go to these private schools and memorize these things, these writings? Even the teachers don't even know what they mean.
所以你到私塾去。只做一件事情，就是老师今天用红笔，他这种红笔跟你在你读的古书上的点一段，然后你就去背。
So in these private schools, every day the teacher would tell you you need to memorize this portion of the writings, and then you just memorize it.
我的爸爸妈妈之所以送我去私塾，为了什么？就免得孩子暑假大暑天到外面去乱玩。
So the reason why my parents sent me to these private schools is that they were afraid that during the summer that you know children just go out and play all day.
就让他就读私塾了。
So it's probably better to go to these private schools to memorize these ancient writings.
美国有些教会，它有一个课叫做 Awana。
So in America, there's a course called Awana.
同样的，也是这样子的教学方法。
And it's teaching in a similar way.
他教你一段，然后你回去背。
They teach you one passage, and then you go home and memorize that passage.
现在 偶然也有几个老师来教导你，但是从前阿瓦纳老师不教英文的，他不教这个圣经的意思的，只要你去背。
But nowadays the program, in the program, teachers actually teach a lesson. But back in the old days, Awana, the teachers didn't explain what the passage meant. The students are only taught how to memorize the verses.
所以我们现在了解一件事情，就是有些学校他不要你懂圣经的。
So we can see that in some schools, they don't want you to understand Scripture.
为什么？
Why?
假如说是你只是读圣经，你不懂你读的什么，有什么意义？
If you just memorize these verses, but you don't understand the meaning, what is the purpose?
弟兄姊妹，你知道不知道？我小时候读的私塾里的古文，到后来我都懂。
You know, brothers and sisters, all the ancient Chinese writings that I memorized when I was young, now I can understand the meaning.
这就是中国的私塾，它的奇妙的地方就是小时候要你背，等到你大了你就懂。
So this is something that is amazing about these ancient writings is that when you memorize them as a young child,You'll understand the meaning as you grow older.
Awana 也是一样的。
And Awana is the same way.
我两个儿子都是小时候在 Awana 读书的。
My two sons were in the Awana program when they were young.
我的小儿子拿过 Awana 的最高奖。
My youngest son received the highest award.In the Awana program.
It's a Timothy Award.
It's called the Timothy Award.
这么大，现在还放在我家里。
It's about this big and it's still in my house.
他读，在 Awana 读书的时候，什么也不懂。
When he was studying in Awana, he didn't know anything.
但是现在，他在教会里头教主日学。
But today, he's a Sunday school teacher at his church.
他的工作很忙，常常夜里没有觉睡，常常白天要到外城去办事。
He's often very busy with work, and he has a lot of sleepless nights, and he has to travel often.
但是他跟每一个教会都讲，星期天上午。是我的时间，你什么事情都不可以安排。
But he tells his office that Sunday is my day and don't schedule anything on that day.
所以我们到他家里去的时候，就看到他忙东忙西，所以就问他，等一下叫主日学，你叫什么？
So when we go visit him, he's always very, very busy and Well, we would ask him, what are you going to be teaching in Sunday school?
他的回答都在这里。
And his response is, everything's here.
因为什么？他从小已经把那神的话都记在这里。
And why is that? Because from a young age, he has memorized God's word in his heart or in his head.
所以我们千万不要轻看阿瓦纳的那种教导方法。
So don't underestimate this teaching method of Awana.
也不要讥笑那些旧式的私塾的那种教导。
And don't mock these the teaching methods of these ancient Chinese writings in the old private schools.
这两件事情给了我一个很重要的教训。
These two things gave me a very important lesson.
读经而不知道信主不是问题。
Studying God's word and not knowing, not believing in God is not the problem.
我想我们中间很多人，朱长老大概有了问题了，怎么只讲这种话？
Many of you may question, why would Elder Chu say such a thing?
因为弟兄姊妹，我相信神的时候到了，你自然会信。
Because dear brothers and sisters, I believe that when the time, when the time is right, you will believe.
所以这种阿瓦那的教学，中国私塾这种教学，其实是有道理的。
So whether if it's the Awana program or the teaching method of the traditional Chinese private schools, there's a reason to it.
你花时间背那些书、记忆那些书，没不是一个损失。
If you spend the time in memorizing something, it's actually beneficial for you.
提摩太在小的时候跟他的妈妈跟他的外婆读了很多的圣经。
Timothy at a young age read a lot of scripture with his grandmother and mother.
但是我相信提摩太根本不懂圣经里的到底讲什么。
But Timothy probably didn't really understand the meaning behind the scriptures.
可是当他遇到了保罗的之后，
But once he met Paul,
他就知道为什么他从前要读圣经。
Then he understands that the reason why he needed to study scripture at a young age.
他就了解圣经里头到底在讲什么。
And he understands the meaning behind the scripture that he read.
原来圣经里头所讲的是一个人，他的名字叫耶稣。
He understands that all he read is about one person. His name is Jesus.
你把圣经整个的读通了，假如你不认识耶稣，你的时间浪费了。
If you've read the whole Bible and in Scripture and you don't come to know who Jesus is, then you've just wasted your time.
你纵然不能够背太多的圣经，但是你若是能够得到主耶稣基督的救恩，你是个得救的人。
But if you didn't have not read all of Scripture, but you've read some Scripture and you've came to the understanding and realization of your salvation, then you have become a saved person.
提摩太跟着母亲跟着外祖母读了很多的圣经。
And Timothy, along with his grandmother and mother, read a lot of scripture.
不认识主。
But didn't know the Lord.
因为他的父亲是个外邦人。
Because his father was a Gentile.
但是当他一碰到保罗，他整个的灵都醒悟过来了。
But once he met Paul, his whole spirit has wakened.
他成为保罗的一个最爱顾的一个儿子。
He became a spiritual son to Paul.
也是圣经里头很出色的一个年轻的基督徒。
And also he became an outstanding young Christian.
那么在十五，在刚才我们所读的第三章十五节下面讲到圣经领我们得救。
And in 2 Timothy chapter 3, it talks about the scripture leads a person to salvation.
我们之所以得救，并不是因为我们信圣经。
And we are saved not because we believe in Scripture.
你可以读圣经，从一岁一直读到一百岁，你还不是一个得救的人。
You can read Scripture from 1 year old all the way up till you're 100 years old, but not necessarily mean that you're saved.
你之所以得救，是因为你读了圣经之后，你就信圣经，而且你了解圣经所启示的救主。
You are saved only because you've read through the reading of Scripture, you've come to realize and put your faith in the Lord Christ Jesus.
一几节很重要的经文，我们从前读过，现在不知道记不记得。
There's many scriptures that we've read in the past, but not sure if you recall.
在约翰福音第五章三十九节。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 39.
主耶稣基督的话，他说，你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。
约翰
39, 5:39.
John chapter 5, verse 39. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life.And that it is they that bear witness about me.
这是为我做见证的就是这经，然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
Followed by verse 40, yet you refuse to come to me that you may have life.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们得救的是主耶稣。
So dear brothers and sisters, we come to salvation is not through scripture, it's through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们可以把圣经从头到尾背它个几十遍。
We can read the scripture through and through.
假如我们不认识主耶稣，还是不得救。
But if we don't know our Lord Jesus, you'll not be saved.
可是圣经能够让我们认识主耶稣。
But the scripture can help us understand and know.Jesus.
圣经会告诉我们，我们人需要救恩。
Scripture will tell us that we need salvation.
圣经会告诉我们神是怎么样子来拯救我们的。
And Scripture will tell us the process of how we will be saved by God.
主耶稣基督的十字架。
It is through Jesus on the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们必须要从圣经能够认识主耶稣，这个才是真正圣经的救法。
So we need to understand and come to know Jesus through the scripture.
所以刚才我们读到的十六节，他说圣经是神所默示的。
So we go back to 2 Timothy chapter 3 in verse 16. It says, All scripture is breathed out by God.
是神的灵这个感动神的话让我们能够了解主耶稣。
It is through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and leading of the Holy Spirit that we can come to know Jesus.
很重要的几节经文，弟兄姊妹，是在彼得后书第一章。
Also, another very important passage is 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章二十跟二十两节。
Verse 20 to 22.
他说，第一要紧的该知道经上所有的预言没有可随诗意解说的，因为预言从来没有出于人意的，乃是人被圣灵感动说出上帝的话来。
Knowing this, first of all, that no prophecy of scripture comes from someone's own interpretation, for no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man.But men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
为什么我们要读圣经?
Why do we study Scripture?
假如说是我们读了圣经还不能够得救的话，那我们去读圣经干什么?
If we study the Scripture and we can't come to salvation, then what's the point of reading Scripture?
我们之所以要读圣经，因为圣经里头所讲过的话都是很特别的。
Because everything that is revealed in Scripture is very special.
乃是神所特别选出来的一批人，让这些人被圣灵感动，说出上帝的话来。
And the Scripture came about through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, was written by men that are chosen by God through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
所以这就是为什么这一本圣经这么宝贝的。
And that's why this Bible is so precious.
因为这些圣经里头所写的文章，它们的意义都是特别的人被神的灵感动，把神的话讲出来。
And the Bible is special because all the words that are written in it is written by special people that were called out by God but inspired by the Holy Spirit.
圣经里头之所以特别，是因为这里面的话都是神所特别选出来的那些人，就是先知、这个教师这些人啊，他们被圣灵感动，讲出神的话来。
And the reason, again, why Bible is so special is because every single word was written by these special people that were chosen by God and inspired by the Holy Spirit to write every single word.
你跟我讲的话，没有圣灵的感动。
The words spoken by you and I are not moved by the Holy Spirit.
所以你们不是神特别选出来替神讲话的人。
So therefore, you are not a person that is specially chosen by God to speak on behalf of God.
写这本圣经的人都是特别的人，被圣灵感动，说出上帝的话来。
Every author of each individual book in the Scripture are all inspired by the Holy Spirit to write down these words.
所以这就是为什么这本圣经要被称为圣经。
That is why we call this book Holy Scripture.
在16节那里讲到圣经在四方面对信徒有帮助。
Also in verse 16, it talks about how it's profitable for believers.
第一，就是在教训方面对读经的人是有帮助的。
And first, it is profitable for teaching for those that read Scripture.
什么叫做教训？
What does this mean to teaching?
教训在圣经的意思就是对的事。
And teaching, according to biblical principle, is teaching the right things.
圣经里头教训我们读经的人的第一件事情就是所教的都是对的。
So Scripture teaches us that read Scripture that everything that it's teaching is right.
什么话是对的话？
What are right words?
在生命记，在旧约第五卷书《生命记》第六章第四、第五两节，曾经这样子讲。
In Deuteronomy chapter six, four and five.
以色列啊，这是第四节啊，你要听。耶和华我们上帝是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的上帝。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might.
我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来， 都要谈论。
And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise.
这几节圣经对犹太人来讲是很特意的。
Now these couple of verses are very special to the Jewish people.
犹太人特别称这些这个此地的这几节圣经 the Shema.
The Jewish people refer to these verses as the Shema.
Shema 其实就是以色列的话要听。
So Shema, the term in Hebrew or Jewish in Hebrew is to listen.
Listen 什么？
Listen to what?
是神要所有的以色列人，他们要听，听什么？听这些神所讲的话。
So it's teaching here all Jewish people to listen to God's word.
Shema, 所有的犹太人要每天背的。
So the Shema, all the Jewish people memorize them daily.
要不断的教导他们的子女的。
And to continue to teach their children.
那 Shema 到底有什么特别的地方？
So what's so special about the Shema?
就是我们刚才不是讲到圣经里头要我们教训自己的儿女吗？
And it is because what we've just read, it is to diligently teach our children.
教他们什么？
To teach them what?
Shema.
To teach them Shema.
Shema 讲什么？
What is Shema saying?
你们要爱神。
You need to love your God.
所以弟兄姊妹，做父母的教训儿女的第一件事，就是你们要爱神。
So dear brothers and sisters, those of you that are parents, the first thing you need to do is to love God.
不是刚才十六节的下半节说与教训读者啊等等，这个所谓的教训，就是讲到我们要把什么教导我们的孩子。
So in verse 16, when it says it's profitable for teaching, and that is the teaching of the Shema, so that we can diligently teach our children.
Shema 最重要的意思就是我们要爱神。
So the most important thing that Shema is teaching us is that we need to love God.
所有的基督徒最宝贝的、最重要的一件事情，就是要爱神。
So the most important thing for us as believers, as Christians, need to do is to love our God.
我们以为做了基督徒啊，就要做好事啊，啊，讲一些好话这些。
And we think as Christians that we just do some good deeds or speak kind words.
可是按照犹太人从神那里所得到的教训，最重要的一件事情，所有的基督徒都要爱神。
But same as the Jewish people, what they've learned, the most important thing, similarly to us as Christians, we need to love God.
我们今天称自己是基督徒，既不认识神，更谈不到爱神。
And today, for us that proclaim that we're Christians, we don't know God and we don't love God.
第二，他一定要怎么样？要对谴责定罪，是讲到他们应该要了解这些教训。
And
this is 第十六节的第二段。
And the second profitable thing of Scripture is that it is profitable for reproof.
读者叫做，我上面讲的是教训 teaching， 现在要讲的 reproof， 这个读者，这个读者是什么意思？读者就是对不对的事情。 我们要定罪。
So what is the meaning of reproof? The reproof is to correct things that are wrong.
这正好是读哲思教训的反面。
So reproof is the other side of teaching.
因为你 teach 孩子们要爱神。
Because when you're teaching the children to love God.
但是你 reprove 的时候就是要把他们不对的事情要讲出来。
But reproof is pointing out the things that they are doing wrong.
所以一个做父母的你要读神的话，用神的话来教训你的孩子，这个是多方面的。一方面会教训神好的事情，另外一方面是让孩子们能够知道许多事情是神不喜欢的。
So for parents, what you're doing is using God's word to teach your children to love God, but also you are also using God's word to point out the things that are displeasing to God.
什么事情神不喜欢？
What are the things that displease God?
上面神所喜欢的是要爱神。
So we see that what pleases God is that we love Him.
那么现在神所不喜欢的是什么事？
So what are the things that displease God?
在以赛亚书三十章啊，在这个撒母耳记上十五章。
If we turn to 1 Samuel chapter 15,
撒母耳记上十五章，那里有几句话，这个我们要看第二十二节。撒母耳说：“耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？”听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。二十二节。
First Samuel chapter 15 verse 22, and Samuel said, "Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen than the fat of rams."
所以这里告诉我们。我们怎么样子能够讨神的喜欢，而不是说是奉献一点钱财啊，或者说替神做些事，这些事情都不重要。
So here you can see clearly what pleases the Lord and what brings the Lord delight is not in burnt offerings or sacrifices.
神所真正喜欢的是此地讲的，神喜欢燔祭和平安祭。岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？所以我们要做的事情是要爱神。怎么样子去爱神呢？要听神的话。
So we are taught we need to love God, and how do we love God? We need to obey and listen to His word.
然后第下面一个。就是要告诉我们怎么样子去读哲使我们的孩子归正。
And the next thing that scripture is profitable for is for correction.
就是我们怎么样子能把我们的孩子带到正路上来。
Well, how do we correct our children and to lead them into the right path?
圣经里头再一次教导我们什么才是一个人归正的一条道路。
Well, scripture also teaches us, well, what is this path of righteousness?
这是以赛亚书三十章十五节。
And it's written in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15.
主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说，你们得救 在乎归回安息，你们得力，在乎平静安稳，你们竟自不肯。
For thus said the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, In returning and rest you shall be saved, in quietness and in trust shall be your strength, but you were unwilling.
所以，弟兄姊妹，我们怎么样子能够让人来归正呢？就是要回到神的面前来。
So how can we correct and bring them to the path of righteousness is to bring them back to the, to the presence of, the, of God.
我们与神中间的问题就是说我们不亲近神。
So the problem that we have with God is that we're not, we don't draw near to Him.
平常是做一点好事好像就觉得这样子对神已经很好了。
So sometimes we'll do a few good deeds and think that we're, okay, we're right with God.
神说你必须要回到我的面前。
But God says that you need to return to my presence.
今天的基督徒都是一群野马。
So today, a lot of Christians, they're just a bunch of wild horses.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可以问问自己。我们花多少时间跟神在一起
？So we can ask ourselves, how much time do we spend in with God?
有多少时候我们听神的话
？On what how many occasions do we listen to God's word?
有多少时候我们盼望能够亲近神
？How many times do we desire to draw near to God?
我们在神的面前是一群野马。
So for us as Christians, before God, we're just a bunch of wild horses.
能不亲近神就不亲近神。
If we don't need to draw near to God, we don't.
这里神说，我盼望于你们的就是什么？你们要回到我的面前来。
But here God is saying that his desire is to, for you to return to God.
虽然我们了解我们的神是爱人的同时希望人也同样的爱他
Though we understand that God loves man but he also wants us to love him
所以我们应该要常常自己检讨我真爱什么
So oftentimes we need to ask ourselves Do I love God?
有多少时间我花在跟神的交通上
How much time do I spend with God?
有多少时间我向神祷告
How much time do I spend in praying to God?
然后下面再一次的告诉我们我们要怎么样子来维持跟神的关系
And next we see then how can we maintain our relationship with God.
教导人学义
Training in righteousness.
就是怎么样子能够让神能够爱我们喜欢我们
This is how we can have God love us.
马太福音第六章三十三节告诉我们，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you.
我们做神儿女的人，一天忙到晚，忙什么？
Those of us that are God's children, we're always busy. What are we busy with?
忙自己的事。
Busy with our own things.
那神怎么讲？
But what does God say?
神说，你要先求我的国跟我的义。
But God says, seek first my righteousness, my kingdom and my righteousness.
你怎么样子跟神亲近？
How do you draw near to God?
把神的事 放在你的事的前面。
Put God's affairs above your affairs.
通常都是我先忙自己的事，我的小孩子现在在外面，要把他带回来，所以嘣嘣嘣嘣嘣跑出去找孩子。神说，你先办我的事。
But oftentimes we put our own business in front of God's business. Oftentimes we want to go and pick up our kids and to do all these activities. But God says, finish my business first.
我们应该晓得他的事比我的事更重要。
We need to understand that God's business and God's affairs is more important than my own affairs.
我们要学习怎么样子把神的事放在我们的事之先。
And we need to learn how to put God's affairs above our affairs.
所以这些都是在提摩太后书第三章里头所讲到圣经在这些方面教导我们。
So here it talks about how the scripture is profitable to teach us.
最终的目的是什么？
But what is the main purpose?
十七节，叫属上帝的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
And in verse 17, so that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work.
是神的话是要装备他的儿女，让我们配得被他使用。
So it is God's word that equips us and makes us complete so that we can be used by him to do every good work.
所以圣经它可以装备我们，让我们可以侍奉神。
So the scripture can equip us so that we can serve God.
一个不读经的信徒在侍奉上必定会有问题。
If a believer does not read God's word or study God's word, and he will have problems when he serves.
今天许多教会的问题大都是由于侍奉的人不读圣经。
And the main problems that Christians or churches face today is that the people that serve are not studying God's word.
或者不顺从圣经。
Or they're not obeying God's word.
我开始的时候跟弟兄姊妹讲，我在结束的时候要跟你们讲个故事。
I started today's message by saying that I would conclude with a joke.
多年前我还在 Ohio 那个时候。
Many years ago, I was still in Ohio.
Ohio 的首府是 Columbus.
The capital of Ohio is Columbus.
在那里有个华人的很大的一个聚会。
And there was a very large Chinese meeting.
有一次他们请我去到他们教会讲道。
And one occasion, they invited me to preach.
原因就是他们教会里的弟兄姊妹们之间很不和气。
And the reason is because there was a lot of disagreements among the members in the church.
所以他们跟我讲，朱长老，能不能请你来讲讲教会里的弟兄姊妹们之间的和气。
So they asked me if I can preach about how the members of the church can be in unison and to agree with one another.
讲老实话，现在神的教会和气的不太多。
In reality, there's not a lot of churches today that are in unison or in agreement.
所以那你的弟兄姊妹跟我讲，就是要我讲一篇道，能够教导弟兄姊妹们爱主、爱人、爱自己。
So the brothers and sisters asked me to preach on a message that about loving God, loving man, and loving self.
这个题目对我来讲是很有意义。
And this particular topic to me is very special.
我觉得任何的教会，假如弟兄姊妹不能彼此相爱的话，根本就不配 成为一个教会。
And to me, if members of a church cannot agree and often have arguments, then they're not worthy to be called the church.
所以当我接到这个请求的时候，我就很用心的来读神的话。
So when I received this invitation, I studied God's word diligently.
所以那一天我到他们中间去，的确很用心的来讲神的话。
So when I was there, I indeed used a lot of my I was very diligent in preaching God's word.
讲完了那个这个神的话，我自己心里面觉得很平安，很有安慰。
Once I finished that message, I felt very peaceful and very satisfied with that message.
我感谢主，能够让我到弟兄姊妹们中间来讲怎么样子彼此相爱。
I was very thankful that I can share with those brothers and sisters on how to love one another.
我觉得这是所有神的教会都应该有的。需要的一件事情。
I believe that all churches should have brothers and sisters that all love one another.
所以等到散会的时候，他那个教堂蛮大的，比我们这个大概至少大一倍。所以他说是好，我们现在散会，所以坐在后面的人就慢慢的往外面跑了。
And this church is fairly large; it's probably double our size.But after the message, the people in the back started to exit the building.
我站在讲台上，还在跟几个他们那里弟兄姊妹讲话。
And I was still on the pulpit, still talking to a few of the brothers and sisters there.
突然听到门外面有人吵架。
Then all of a sudden, I hear people outside arguing.
我心里话，这个糟糕了。我跑来讲怎么样子弟兄姊妹相爱，就是现在一讲完了，外面吵起架来了，这怎么办嘛？
I thought to myself, oh, this is terrible. I just finished a message about loving one another, and then there goes people arguing in the outside the sanctuary.
所以我就加紧脚步，走到门口去看看到底是怎么回事。
So then I rushed outside to see what was going on.
一到了门口啊，就在正好在那个 vestibule 的那个大门外面，我就发现两个基督徒在吵。
Once I came out of and entered the vestibule.
Yeah, vestibule 就是那个
the
vestibule 外面放的这个杂志的。
I see two Christians arguing.
我都认识这两个人。
And I recognize these two people.
但是对另外一个人呢，我不是那么熟，因为他就是那一天领会的一个弟兄吧。
I was familiar with one of them in particular because he was the chairman for the service that day.
他的声音大得不得了，就骂那个另外一个弟兄。
And he was scolding this other brother in a very loud voice.
另外那个弟兄的手上抓了一卷纸。
And the other brother had a roll of paper.
原来是当地，就是这个 Columbus, 这个华人基督徒这个聚会的一个主席，他是。
And he was the chairman of...Chinese organization,
Chinese organization 的这个主席一样的，他就拿了那一卷请帖啊，来到教堂，那请弟兄姊妹们去参加他们的聚会。
And that roll of paper were invitations to give pass out to the brothers and sisters to attend one of the events at his organization.
但是他知道教会里的是不允许。外面的人来散这个传单那些东西的。
But he knows that it's against church policy to pass out any of flyers from activities outside of the church.
所以他就在教堂的门外面在那里发那个传单。
So then he was passing out these flyers outside the church.
哪知道那一天做主席的那一位啊，后来就做官，所以他是这个啊，觉得自己是一个很特别有权柄的人。
So the other brother who was the chairperson of the service that day had a had some authority.
我只听了他讲的一句话。我就是凭着教会执事会主席的身份要你滚蛋。
I just remember him saying one thing to the other brother and said, using my authority as the leader of the deacon board, I tell you to get out of here.
啊，这个声音好大，那个脸通红的，简直是。好像就要把那个善传单的人把他给吃掉。
And he was scolding in such a loud voice, and his face was bright red. It almost seemed like he was about to devour the other brother.
另外那个人讲，他说我没有进教堂，我在教堂门外，你为什么赶出来？要赶我，把我赶哪里去
？But then the other brother said, "Well, I'm doing this outside of the church. Why are you coming to scold me when the policy says I'm not supposed to be doing inside the church?"
那我又听到这一位。弟兄讲，我是教会执事会的主席，我就凭这个叫你滚蛋。
And then I hear the other brother saying again, as the authority and the leader of the deacon board, I tell you to get out of here.
我当时心里在想，我讲圣经上什么时候讲执事会的主席可以赶人的？
And I was thinking to myself, where in Scripture did it say that the leader of the deacon board can tell some to remove someone from church property?
后来离开那个以后，这一位这个 deacon board 的这个主席啊，就毕业了，拿了学位就回台湾去了。
Then, sometime afterwards, this person, that, the leader of the deacon board, got his diploma and then returned back to Taiwan.
他是陈水扁的好朋友。
He was a friend of the previous Taiwanese president.
陈水扁。他是蔡英文的老大哥，这是你应该也晓得了。他拿到了 PhD 之后，回到台湾去，正好陈水扁做总统。我听说他在陈水扁这个总统任内是相当有权柄的一个人。
Once he received his PhD diploma, he returned to Taiwan during the time when Chen Shui-bian president became president, and he was very close with the president. He had a lot of power and authority.
到这个时候，我才了解为什么他觉得自己有权柄，可以把人从教堂里的赶出去。
And now I realize why he thinks that he thought that he had the authority to kick a person out of the church.
我所以讲这个故事，就是讲说，现在教会里的人根本不知道圣经里头到底讲些什么。
And the reason why I share this story is because there's a lot of people a lot of believers in the church that don't really know the meaning of what Scripture is teaching.
爱神、爱人、顺服神，这些名词他们都不懂。
Loving God and loving man, all these terms, they don't understand what they mean.
所以我所以讲这个笑话，就是希望帮助你们能够记得，以后。你做执事会主席，不要赶人。
So the reason why I share this story is one day if you become the leader of the deacon board, don't kick someone out.
圣经上没有这件事讲，说是你做了这个执事会的主席，你就可以赶人。
It does not teach us how to do that in Scripture.
圣经上没有讲过任何这个一个人啊，这个可以赶人。
Scripture is not anywhere you'll find it. There's no place in Scripture that you'll find that it teaches us that we have the authority to kick someone out.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要读圣经。
So dear brothers and sisters, we need to study God's word.
我想那个执事会主席，假如他读过圣经的话，他不会讲那个话。
I believe this person who was the leader of that, the deacon board of that church, if he understood what scripture was teaching, he would not say these things.
自己现在都不会讲，我就凭着我是执事会主席的身份，要你滚蛋。
He would not say such a thing as, I'm the leader of the deacon board and I'm kicking you out now.
我们以后就不讲笑话了。
So we won't tell any jokes in the future.
因为以后我们要讲比较庄严的事情。
Because we're going to start talking about things more seriously.
希望以后的题目能够帮助我们规规矩矩的做一个神所爱的儿女。
I hope the messages afterwards can teach us how to be good children of God.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，谢谢你，你的话语让我们知道，在人的面前，在你的面前，在教会中间，我们如何与人相处。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that through your word you've taught us on how to live and how to act before you and before man within the church.
让我们不要因为自己不懂神的话，在世人的眼中看为可笑。
We pray that we won't be a mockery in front of people because we don't understand what the scripture is teaching us.
让我们真正像你的儿女一样。
Let us really be act and live in a worthy manner like your children.
不只是对教会有益，对你本人，对神的美名都有帮助。
This will not only benefit ourselves, but it also benefits for your namesake.
求主祝福你的教会。
Would you bless your church?
让我们教会里的没有任何人说，我要奉主的名把你赶走。
We pray that none of us in our church would ever use your name to kick anybody out.
教会是欢迎人的地方。
A church is a place where we invite people.
教会是宣扬神爱的地方。
The church is a place where we share God's love.
让我们都有爱神爱人的心。
I pray that all of us would have a heart that loves God and loves man.
祝福你的教会。
May you bless this church.
这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
I pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.